because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hope I'm not shouting too loud when I get excited here on the show and blowing out my gain on my microphone. Let me know, folks, if I am. The Trojan War. Traditional dating. 1194 to 1184 B.C., modern dating, a little updated history, somewhere between 1260 and 1180 BC. Overlapping date there. And, of course, this is legendary. This isn't hard history. We don't know whether there was a horse and so on, etc. It's mythic in its nature. Obviously, something to it. There was a Trojan War. The Trojans were defeated. And the idea of the horse was the symbol of Troy. So the idea of the horse maybe being a tribute to the Trojans, to fool. And that's what the FBI did. That's what the Justice Department, fooling us. Having in the belly at the top, the leaders of the Greek army, let's not impugn the Greeks here, the traitors to our country, in the belly of the Trojan horse, ready to pour out. Once they were inside, the Trump administration poured it over, see, like Rachel Brand, like Rod Rosenstein, brought over, and then pour out of do their dirty work, open the gates, in effect, destroy Trump, get him impeached. And, of course, Russiagate, there's Mueller, former director of this corrupt FBI, the director on September 11th, 2001, 9/11, who was the FBI director who covered up whatever actually happened on 9/11, the inside job that brought down World Trade Center 7. That's the building you want to look at, folks, WTC-7. What happened to WTC-7, Robert Mueller? Why weren't you interested in finding out, Robert Mueller? You were the director of the FBI. That investigation went on for several years after the event. 35,000 agents working for you? More than a $10 billion budget? You didn't have the resources to find out what actually happened to World Trade Center 7? You didn't have a telephone on your desk, Robert Mueller, so that you could call up the criminals who are hauling away the crime scene evidence to be forever melted in Red China? All that steel loaded up very carefully, guarded as it was transported, I think it was to Staten Island or somewhere like that, then loaded on ships sent to China to be melted forever, the evidence destroyed forever, tampering with a crime scene, supervised by Robert Mueller. All the evidence, think about it, folks, in that pile of rubble of 6-inch, I don't know the exact thickness, but these triple box beams, the most massive, those are probably the most massive steel beams in the world holding up these buildings. Is the evidence needed to solve the crime in those box beams? Of course it is. What destroyed the box beams? We had the box beams by the hundreds, tens of thousands of tons of them. All you had to do was put them in a pile on Staten Island and leave them there for forensic experts to later go into them and see, oh my goodness, Thermite! Look at this. There's thermite all through this steel. Look how this steel was melted at white hot heat instantaneously and severed by the standard method of demolition crews who bring down tall buildings in seconds at free fall speed into their own footprints, exactly as World Trade Center 7 was brought down. Forget about Towers 1 and 2. They did the exact same thing, but there's at least the fig leaf of two planes that went into the buildings, which are not sufficient to cause the buildings to collapse. That's ridiculous. They can't collapse on themselves from such a cause. If a building struck the top of the building, if a plane struck the top of the building, it could do great damage at the top of the building. Does that cause the building to pancake on itself? Are you kidding me? Do you think that the New York Building Department would approve a 110-story, was that the number, a building that could pancake on itself? That if one story collapsed, all 110 would then pancake on it? You think that would pass building code? Come on. What planet are we living on? But that steel, which is all destroyed now, it's all gone. How hard would it be to preserve the evidence? You know, how long do police departments preserve a gun used in a crime? Forever. They don't throw it away. As long as there's any pertinent question, they keep it for investigative purposes. How hard would it have been to preserve the steel? Or at least some of it. Why not all of it? Piece of cake in the most important crime in American or world history. Piece of cake. Why did they hustle that steel out of here and melt it in Red China? To cover up the evidence. And who was the FBI? Robert Mueller, who supposedly, he is now poured out of the belly of the Trojan horse to investigate, to open the gates of Troy, to destroy, to open Trump's gates and destroy Trump. That's what Robert Mueller's job is. And who was working on his, who did he immediately go out and hire? Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And Andy Weissman, the Doberman pincher, killer, attack dog, no ethics, castigated by the Supreme Court and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals for his unethical behavior as an attorney in ruining people's lives, destroying the Arthur Andersen Company, destroying the careers of all those people. A totally unethical slime ball. Hired as Robert Mueller's number two man. He's the Doberman that he was going to put on Donald Trump's leg. Well, we patriots are going to make that stop right now. And I'm with Louis Gohmert. Let me read his quote. I've got to find the actual quote for you. I will find it, I think, before the show's over. Don't let my excitement deter you from calling in. If you want to call in, if you got something that pertains, I want to stay on this breaking news. This is as big as 9/11, this story. I mean, I'm just reaching for a comparison here. Off the top of my head, is this as big as 9/11? Remember the morning that you woke up and somebody in your family or a friend said, hey, turn on the TV. I know one of my brothers said, Kelso, turn on the TV. Jamie, you know, don't call me Kelso. But turn on the TV. And there was a Tower 1 smoking and flames coming out of it. And then while I'm watching TV, plane goes into building number 2. Or the second building. And then, how long, what was it, like 45 minutes, an hour? Maybe 45 minutes. One of them crashes to the ground like a controlled demolition. Then a few minutes later, the other one does the same thing. And firemen, think about it, folks. Firemen standing at the base of these buildings, they knew they could not collapse. These are professionals. The New York City Fire Department is the most trained, competent, skyscraper fire department in the world, hands down. And those guys grabbed hoses, axes, and headed up those stairs, 100 stories, 80 stories, on foot. These heroes, whose deaths must be avenged, And when they went up in that building, they went up to risk their lives, but they didn't think the building could collapse. No fire chief would send his men into a building that he thought could collapse. Because they knew it's impossible for a 100-story skyscraper to collapse. It's impossible. Go look at ae911truth.org. Look at the film of, 70, 80-story buildings, 60-story buildings that have caught on fire, that have burned from the ground to the roof, the entire thing, every single piece of paper, piece of fabric, every bit of carpet, every single thing in the building burned to a crisp. This happened in China. Look it up at ae911truth.org. Burned to a crisp from the ground to the top of the roof. A towering inferno. Every window broken. Every single flammable object burned. All of the steel scorched, blackened. And guess what happened to that building? Did it collapse? No. The Chinese government certified that building for completion. This was a skyscraper under construction. Certified, almost complete. Certified it for completion. They cleaned off the scorch marks. They hosed down the building, cleaned up the steel, put all the furniture and other burnable things. They reinstalled them in the same structure, undamaged. Structurally, they declared it structurally undamaged, and they opened it for business. That's the standard in steel construction. You can't damage it with a fire. An airplane with some jet fuel burning cannot bring down, can't melt or pancake. Anyway, look it up, Robert Mueller. But now it's all, it's all coming back to us. The guy who's trying to bring down and destroy Trump and destroy our nation, Robert Mueller, he was the guy who covered up 9/11. Whose job was it to investigate 9/11? The Chicago Police Department? Lakeland, Florida? The Boy Scouts? No, it was the FBI. The FBI. The 9/11 Commission? No, the 9/11 Commission, a bunch of political flunky appointees. The FBI didn't investigate 9/11. They covered it up. So this rot at the top of the FBI began as early as 2001. And you heard it here on this show. I haven't heard any other talk show talking about this. How bad is this going to get? I think it's going to unravel all the way to 9/11. I think it's going to get that bad. And I think possibly this may be big enough that the cover-up of who brought down World Trade Center 7 may actually be ended. America might find out who perpetrated 9/11. And whoa, watch out when that happens. Whoever it is, whoever you are out there who actually perpetrated 9/11, yeah, you're with Rachel Brand. You're getting out of Dodge. You can't find a hole deep enough to hide in. Imagine the fury of the American people when they find out why those firefighters, with all that equipment, 100 pounds on their back, climbed those stairs through that smoke and that heat and those flames. I've been in the, I went to an Alex Jones event. Well, Alex was the main sponsor. And I forget the year, it was like 2008, some right in that area. People that are there, you'll remember Richard Gage, the great founder of AE911truth.org. He led a tremendous meeting, about 500 of us in a theater there in the lower, the lower east side? It was a Webster Hall, I think it was called. At one point, I had the privilege of leading, sort of chanting and, hundreds of us marching through the area of Manhattan where the Twin Towers were and where World Trade Center 7 was. And in the course of our marching, we went by a fire station. And you know, we stopped. And I stopped, you know, I was leading a yell. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. And we stopped. We realized we're standing in front of a fire station. And it was one of the fire stations directly adjacent to the Twin Towers area. And so we stopped. And some firemen, the door opened up. And some firemen looked out at us. And they were giving us thumbs up. Thumbs up, you guys. Yeah, it was an inside job, and we know it. We firemen know it. And they opened up their door to their station. And these are guys who were, these are the guys who fought those fires. These are the guys who responded to that. They opened up their doors, and the wall inside of that fire station, you know, the beautiful polished engines in there. But what was on the walls all around on every side? Covered with plaques honoring their murdered comrades. And there were tears in their eyes. And there were tears in our eyes. As we saw the emotion on these firemen's faces. They know they've been lied to. They know their comrades were murdered. They know it was an inside job. So, I think it's going to go there. Let's see if we've got some callers here. I've been so worked up here. I'm not even looking at my screen. George, let's start with, let's see. We've got Mike in Kentucky, Chris near Las Vegas, and George in San Francisco. Let's see here. Let's start with Chris near Las Vegas. Chris, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, James.
Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
You know, I share your passion, your disdain, your anger at the corruption in the highest levels of so-called law enforcement of America. This infiltration of our highest agencies of so-called protectors with fixers, cover-up artists, oath helpers, these guys that would sell their souls or their mother's souls for a dollar. I'm sure they got much more than that, though. Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, both come up with these schemes of non-prosecution pretrial settlements where it gave the criminals that were caught with their pants down and their hands in the cookie jars, very deep cookie jars, like HSBC Bank.
Well, Anthony Weider had his hand in his pants.
And other girls, little girls' pants besides. I mean, this whole corruptocrat so-called government that we have is really nothing but a bunch of kleptocrats, government by criminals. A gangster. It's a narcocracy. These people are dealing drugs. They're trafficking in sex. They're trafficking in body parts. Anything to make a buck for these people.
Well, I agree with all you're saying, Chris, and I appreciate it. But what's you mentioned hands caught in the cookie jar. And, you know, when it comes to huge crimes, you know, the perfidy of these people and the horrible things they've done, you know, just let the mind just, you know, can go far afield thinking of all the terrible things terrible people like this would have done. But what's important here, let's think like Joe DiGenova. Boy, do I like Joe DiGenova, the former federal attorney for Washington, D.C. This guy's angry. He agrees with Louis Gohmert that if we don't put these people in jail, our country's over. Joe DiGenova agrees with this. And James Carlstrom, the former assistant or deputy director of the FBI, he agrees. These are the good guys who've been flushed out. They've been pushed out of the FBI and out of the Justice Department. And these people, now, but here's the point I'm making. They've caught them red-handed with a specific crime. We need to ram this home, nail them on this crime, and get them in jail for life. Stay with me. Stay with me, Chris, because I took up your time. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I've got an audio clip up here for you, and YouTube, you know, it's funny, the social media and these other websites controlled really by our enemies, you know, it's getting, they're trying to take it away from us. You know, this is our great avenue. I'm watching an ad here on a YouTube that's got this Louis Gohmert in it. I've been watching this ad now for a minute. Remember when it used to be 2 or 3 seconds you had to endure the ad? Now they just made me, I'm still not over. I'm sitting in an ad here. I had this video ready for you. And this is unbelievable. How long are they going to make me sit through this? And I can't get to your video. They're making it unusable, or they're making it worse anyway. They're lessening what we have. My gosh. So I may just have to bail on this. I can't make you wait for this. I had it all lined up, ready to go. And as soon as I clicked play on it, they started running an ad. I mean, they've run several ads in a row. This is the worst one I've ever seen. Okay, I'm going to give up on this, and I'll try coming back to it later. Let's go back to our callers. I wanted to get you Louis Gohmert's incredible quote. Oh, gee, you know, it's a quote of the day for me. And there's some others. Get this. James Carlstrom, former number two at the FBI. And I think he resigned or left in 1998, before 9/11. James Carlstrom said this weekend. He said, I think a lot of this, meaning Russiagate, and the fake news about Russia colluding with Donald Trump, which never happened. James Carlstrom here. I think a lot of this never even came from any Russians. It came from John Brennan. Now, James Carlstrom is naming John Brennan as a traitor. That's what he's doing right there. Let me just get this for you here. I mean, these guys aren't kidding around. This is the kind of thing that never happened in our lives before. James Carlstrom naming a guy that high as a traitor. Let me find him here. Here's his article. John O. Brennan, director of the Central Intelligence Agency, from 2013 to 2017, put there by Barack Obama. And this is all going to go back up to Barack Obama, folks. Where the bad guy hunt ends up. He said this comes James Carlstrom, not me, not James Kelso. It's easy for me to say. James Carlstrom, number two at the FBI, said, I think this came from John Brennan. These lies about Donald Trump. And he says, we have Title 18 crimes. This is Carlstrom. This is how they're going to frog march them off to prison with chains around their ankles. Denying civil rights under color of law. Conspiracy to defraud a court. And let's go to our callers. Where were we? We had staying with us. Chris in Las Vegas. Are you still there, Chris?
Yes, James. You know, you mentioned... I think you talked about DeGenovo just before we took the break.
Yeah, Joe DeGenovo.
I watched Joseph DeGenovo, tough for me to say, I'm not Italian, Chris Farrell, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, and I think Jim Kallstrom was also on a panel on C-SPAN, been probably a year ago. They were talking about the... Pedogate investigations, and I think DeGenovo was involved with the New York Police Department in the investigation of child sex trafficking. And these were really, truly law enforcement professionals, public servants who really attempted to guard, protect, and defend like we thought our law enforcers were supposed to do.
Yes. We got a break coming up here. Thank you very much, Chris, there in Las Vegas. We'll have some more callers right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, well, I'm out folks. To find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma.
Didn't give Chris enough time there. Thank you, Chris, for calling in. We got Mike in Kentucky still waiting, and George in San Francisco. We're going to get to you, gentlemen. Let me just put one more issue out in the show today before we run out of time. And that is, you know, supremely important issues in front of us. One is this corruption of our entire government, biggest story of our lives, along with the election of Donald Trump. But here's the other biggest story of our lives, and it determines the future of our lives. And that is whether we have borders, whether we stop the invasion of our European nations. We don't stop that. As Louis Gohmert said in a similar way, it's over. So I want to just play a little audio here. I mentioned this is audio from Mark Levin, a guy I haven't listened to. I listened to, I think this is his Friday show. I was amazed at how powerful this show is. Listen to Mark Levin. He's got it.
...of situation for 800,000.
Oh, now that's Richard Blumenthal talking, and Levin's going to come in and just level him.
young people in this country is a violation of promise we made to them.
A violation of the promise we made to them? What are you talking about, you moron? We didn't make any promise to them. Your magnificent president, Barack Milhouse Benito Obama, by fiat, conferred a temporary legal status on the DACA members, which was always going to run out because it was unconstitutional. But you were talking about dreamers earlier. Dreamers, that's 3.6 million people who've come here since 2007. Anyway, this moron's a senator. Join the party. Join the party.
Blumenthal.
Then we have Patrick Leahy, who many insist is still with us. I'm not so sure. And he's a Democrat from Vermont. Now, Vermont is a border state.
Let me pause that there. He says some brilliant things in this Friday broadcast. Let me go to one of them. Here it is. Let me just go a minute further out. It's hard to chop up brilliant conversation like this. I apologize for chopping it up, but here he is. This is Mark Levin.
Seriously. Everybody's from somewhere else at some point in their history. So why have any immigration laws? Why have a nation state? Why have a border? Why have a government? Why have a constitution?
Canada.
Go ahead.
We are a nation of immigrants.
Ah, well, there it is. There is your fortune cookie. We are a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants. No, we're not. As I pointed out at CPAC several years ago, we are a nation of citizens. A nation is made up of citizens. Some immigrants might become citizens, but we're not a nation of foreigners who happen to be physically located in our country. No nation's a nation of immigrants. You're a nation of citizens. You idiot.
He just chops this down. We're a nation of immigrants. I love. He just blasted straight in the face. No, we're not, you moron. You idiot. And I chopped it up a little bit there so you didn't get the some of the references. But, God, just I'll tell you what, folks. Oh, my gosh. There's just so much good stuff. Here's one. Here's one. Okay, I'll go 52 minutes into this show. It's wonderful. There's, you know, there is a crew out there of people telling the truth and telling it very eloquently. Here he is again.
So your numbers are bogus. Go ahead.
You say, yes, we lose money. Why? What's wrong with that? Why not say something that's positive about these people? Why can't you?
Okay. This is horrible Chris Cuomo interviewing Mulvaney, who's a good guy for the Trump administration, Mulvaney, I think OMB. So this is Cuomo's voice you're hearing.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you just agree that we need to have a holistic immigration solution so that we don't have this problem, so that your kids and my kids aren't having the same debate 25 years from now? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it is that you're lumping in some...
I can't take this. I can't take this. Can't use chain migration. Can't use illegal alien. Everybody here is a dreamer. They're dreamers. There's no discussion about our federal and state prisons, which are overloaded with legal and illegal immigrants. Overloaded. The biggest percentage of our prison populations. Everybody's a dreamer. How much money does that cost local and state government? How much money does that cost the federal government? Anybody do the numbers? Our school districts, our local hospitals, law enforcement, anybody do the numbers? Of course not. You're on CNN, the constipated news network.
Mark Levin.
Oh, my goodness. And here's one. I love this, how he handles a caller. You know, I thought I was rough with callers sometimes. You need to be, in my opinion. Well, I'm a lamb. Listen to the way Levin handles a caller here. I hope I get it right. I'll drop it in, see what happens. Oh, my goodness.
All right, slow down. Slow down. Are you calling me from a mental institution?
Okay. Let Donald Trump choke himself.
Hello, hello. Are you calling me from a mental institution?
Well, listen, you should join me in this mental institution.
I want nothing to do with your mental institution.
Ron, you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot, and you're a genius. How's that padded cell working out for you?
One of your wimp.
Get off the phone, you jerk.
Okay, let's go to another caller. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I didn't get that normal pop that I usually get. You've kind of, I've been on waiting, kind of hold for a while.
I apologize.
Yeah, it's okay. I was just saying, because of that, that's the reason I called in, was back when you were talking about all the Building 7 and that sort of stuff. I was actually working that day and was not aware of what was happening. I was on the air on our local kind of public access low-power TV station and taking, calls from the local audience and, doing the weather and our normal stuff. We do, kind of referencing the local audience. And so our local audience was somewhat isolated from being aware of the events, and kind of a part-time volunteer for the state.
Tell me what.
Well, this guy
happened.
Came in. This guy came in while it was happening, and we flipped to it and realized what was happening because there was more than one plane at that point, and so our network was not covering it all. I just ended the programming. We put Alex Jones up live, and then with the with like a little graphic. It was, I had a paycheck waiting on me near the town, so I videotaped all that. I've got multiple copies of it and ran to get my paycheck because I was wondering
the punchline is
I had been listening to Alex Jones about all I could take of him because he would, he had
Yeah, but Mike, come on. Help us. Give us something new or interesting that we don't know. I don't want to know about your paycheck.
We knew all along that this was a staged event. I mean, I've had, military personnel that know this. There's an Alan Zabrowski. I mean, we covered it from day one, and even before
Now, by the way, I learned something from Mark Levin, and that is, he gets lots of people who call up, and I love you, brother. Thank you. Yes, we all do know it's an inside job. But what I love is when people call in and they've got something like a quote, something that happened today, or something that's, new information. Everybody in this audience knows it's an inside job. But the big connection we're making here is Robert Mueller is now investigating the current inside job, which is to impeach Donald Trump. And it's the
and
same.
And he was also in charge of. Was he not also somehow should have been investigating that? Just like the Oklahoma City bombing was not properly investigated.
Yes. These guys. The term for these guys, James Comey and Robert Mueller, is they're called fixers. Fixers.
Okay.
And a fixer does two things. He makes sure that the bad guy doesn't go to jail, and that the investigation is fixed.
Responding to was your idea that he was the only one that should have investigated that. When you look at Pearl Harbor, which this was a new Pearl Harbor.
Well, no, my point was
there was at
the
least
FBI.
Seven different investigations. There wasn't just one. It wasn't just put on the FBI. There was multiple agencies that investigated it.
Yes, of course.
And
of
I
course,
think the FAA did an investigation, I'm sure.
Hang on. No, my point was the FBI is a senior. The FBI has jurisdiction. It's the senior governing top law enforcement agency in the U.S. since its founding in 1908. So not since then, but it is now the top law enforcement agency. It was Robert Mueller's job to figure out 9/11. Instead, he was a fixer. He covered it up.
He couldn't have done that all by himself. What is happening
here? Of course not all
here?
By himself. Of course not all by himself. But he was the director. Okay, so he was the prime man at the prime agency, not solving 9/11. Mike, thank you very much, buddy.
Well, that's
call in again. Call in again. Let's go to George in San Francisco. George, what do you got?
Hi, James. How are you doing today?
Okay. Great. What's up?
Okay. I wanted to take a step back and let's take a look at the big picture again about Trump and what's really going on.
Okay, but to help me, George, I'm going to let you talk. Please help me. This is what I learned something from Mark Levin. Mark Levin gets a lot more calls than we get. I get a lot of calls. Mark Levin, with an audience of 8.5 million people, he's got calls coming in like popcorn. And what he does is, I thought, gee, what are you doing, Levin? He's really short with his callers. If they've got something interesting, bang, he puts it on. If they don't, bang, he gets them off. And it sounds a little bit rude, but it's actually a good way to run talk radio. So here's the thing I say to you and to all callers. These people out there are busy. They want to know something. They want some facts. They want something interesting. And so I don't mean to – George, I didn't even let you get to go to where you're going. But so just with that preface, give us something interesting or pertinent to what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Well, it's really the overview. And it's just like when – we all remember when Trump first became president and he put up Andrew Jackson's painting in the Oval Office.
Yes.
And I think that was extremely significant because because the plan, the banksters, I think most of us know the plan has been, what they wanted to do was have Hillary in, they wanted to take our guns, they wanted to collapse the currency, and they wanted to bring in a new currency and eventually chip everybody like cattle, like branding cattle. So by Trump putting up that Jackson painting, what he was saying is if you collapse the stock market and if you collapse the dollar, I'll just print treasury notes like Kennedy did. And that,
well,
is the big reason why they couldn't collapse the economy and they couldn't collapse the market. They've tried to bring it down a little bit now, but they had to keep it rolling because they had no, unless they could get Trump out, they had no alternative to him being able to save the economy by printing treasuries if they tried to tank the dollar. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, as John in Missouri said, they hate Trump for every reason from A to Z. They have now got a real American in the presidency. And the Andrew Jackson painting, what he was saying to them is, there's a real American like Andrew Jackson who's now like this painting in the Oval Office. I'm here, and now you've got to deal with me. But what we're learning now.
He will crush the Federal Reserve if they try and crush the country. Jackson crushed the Second Bank of the United States.
Yes, and here's the, as we run out of time here, I want to get down to an idea that came up this week, and Sebastian Gorka made this point on the Jeanine Pirro show. There were some others who made the point. Donald Trump, and I ask this of all of our listeners and so on, understand Donald Trump's plight. When he walked, Sebastian Gorka said, when we came into the White House, January 20th, 2017, there were only a few dozen of us, a tiny little group of people. It was an overwhelming task as they walked in the door. The deep state in their tens of thousands were waiting like a sea of black widow spiders. They were waiting for this tiny little group of a few dozen. That's all it was. Jeanine Pirro gasped, at the truth of that. And so they had to come up. They had to fill tens of thousands of positions overnight. They couldn't do it. That's where we got Rachel Brand. That's where we got Rodney Rosenstein. We got these horrible appointments because they only had a tiny number of people with them. They didn't know how bad it was. They didn't know that the deep state was waiting for them with these people. The Trojan horse was in place. The belly was full of these traitors, and they were ready to take out, as Strzok and the lovebirds, Page, said, engineer, what was it again? It's not Plan B. It's their their insurance policy. Thank you.
Exactly.
You younger guys.
Exactly. And, yeah. and it comes down to who to deliver justice, who to administer justice, who to arrest these guys, where do you find the judges who are not corrupted to convict them? Who's going to put them in jail if all these
that
people
question,
are deep state? That's been a big problem he's had to face.
Yeah.
You know?
Matt Gaetz, in Florida addressed it this weekend on the talk shows with the Patriot hosts. That is, it has to be an outsider, a complete outsider, has to be brought in as a special counsel. The Department of Justice is completely incompetent to investigate itself. It's totally corrupt. A totally outside person has to be brought in. Very good point there that you're making, George, in San Francisco. We are going into our last segment in just a moment. George, you can hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
Hey folks, we're back. thanks for joining us this Sunday here, two-hour show. We're just about to close it out, and I guess I should say goodbye to is it George? Who's our caller?
Yeah, George in San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah, George, I'm going to run out of time, so I want to thank you, buddy, for calling. And you made some good points.
God bless.
God bless you. And I'm going to have to, I think, close out. We've still got on the line here that just called in, Carolyn in Maryland and Tom in Florida. If I can't get you, I apologize in advance. I want to play just a few seconds of Sebastian Gorka, who was on the Jeanine Pirro show yesterday. And again, for our audience to understand Donald Trump's situation, how amazing, what a miracle his appearance was, and how difficult his job was and is. Listen to what Gorka. Gorka came in with Trump, brilliant guy, and here he is explaining to Jeanine Pirro how desperate the situation was as they walked into the White House.
Yeah, which he did. But at the end of the day, you know, the real issue here is the bench is so shallow. When we moved into the West Wing on January the 20th, Judge, it was a couple of dozen people who'd walked with the president for that year and a half. And we had to fill positions like crazy. So, you know, it was a merry band of women, men and women, that it was like, you know, Robin Hood took over federal government. And as a result, a lot of people had to be found, a lot of warm bodies. And these are the kinds of problems that can come afterwards.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, they certainly have said very nice things about this man. And
now they're talking about, this is a particular case, this guy Porter, who lost his job, who was working under General Kelly. And the, you know, the difficulty, well, I won't get into the detail, but that was the important point I wanted there, not talking about that, talking about the bigger picture, Gorka saying that President Trump, imagine his situation, putting his pants on one leg at a time, walking into the office with a few dozen people. That's all. People like Sebastian Gorka. Whereas our enemies who have controlled the White House for our entire lives, they have armies of people who already have their security clearances all, you know, tidied up, and they already have their feet deep into they're into the deep state. So that for Bush or Clinton or Obama or any of these other people, bringing in their new administration is easy. It's the same people. It's deja vu all over again. But for Donald Trump, it was utterly different. This was a new crew. He had to find brand new people. And he's also had to do something. They had their media empire all set up. You and I, here's your job. And this is a parting thought for you great patriots out there. We're starting also. We're a merry band of Robin Hood. We've got to build our own media from scratch. The bench is thin, but we're doing it thanks to you. We'll continue with this tomorrow night. See you then, 9 to 10 Eastern Time. So long.
Don't stop believing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.